I start hour number two, though, as promised, by having a conversation with the general manager of the Phoenix Suns. He was named full-time GM in April of 2019. He was a three-time champion as a player. Seven straight trips to the NBA Finals as a player. Phoenix nearly doubled its winning percentage this season. We are joined by James Jones. James, nice to have you back. There's a lot that I want to talk to you about, but first, how are you doing and how is life in the bubble right now?
Well, thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me, man. Always great to talk to you. Life is good. You know, the NBA is back and our guys are playing. You know, our coaches are getting the chance to do what they love to do, which is coach, and the players are able to channel their nervous energy, you know, and towards the court. And, you know, we had a game last night and our guys played pretty well. So I'm in good spirits.
Yeah, I'm going to ask you about that game in 1 minute, James. But for instance, how did you go about packing for the bubble? Did you bring anything special or unusual? How did you personally prepare for that?
No, you just pack. You look at it as 5, 6, 7, 8 weeks. You try to pack for 2 week increments. You know, just make sure you have enough for the laundry days whenever they do come. But we're spending so much time in the gym, in the arena, that, you know, you're just going back and forth in workout gear.
We're talking to James Jones. All right, so Monty Williams made the point after the game, quote, the edge and the competitive nature that was evident tonight is something that we have to hold on to, end quote. How pleased were you to see that edge and that competitive nature given the opportunity that you have in front of you now?
Very pleased. You know, that's part of our journey towards being a competitive team is coming with that edge every single night. You know, we have things that we're playing for. A lot of those teams in Orlando, they're set. You know, they're just jockeying for position. We're fighting for an opportunity to make some noise. And so the culture that Monty set, the standards and expectations that he has for the team and the expectations that they have for themselves, they've been elevated. So it's good to see them come out last night and perform.
James Jones, my guest, he is the GM of the Phoenix Suns. I'm going to go back to Monty in a minute, but you had mentioned, or I mentioned off the top, that you've got the three rings as a player, and you went to seven straight finals, so you have a ton of playoff experience. When you've got a young, growing team like yours, how valuable is it to have a unique experience like this where you're playing playoff teams every night and every game is pretty much a must-win?
It's invaluable. You know, you learn how to play playoff basketball by being in the playoffs or playing against playoff teams. And understanding the level of effort and the efficiency and just the approach necessary to beat those teams. So for us, this is an exercise in mental stability, and it's a heck of a challenge. And, you know, I know Monty's living for it. I know our players are living for it, and I'm excited that we have this chance.
You know, one of the highlights from the win over Utah was DeAndre Ayton hitting that first career three. People had a lot of fun with that. What did you make of that moment?
It was good for him. It was good for the team. If you're in practices, you see how much time these guys put into their craft. You'll see these guys make threes. Like DeAndre's been able to shoot and make the three since the first day he stepped into our gym. But it's different in the games. It's different against NBA competition. So to see him get his first one, so now that he can check that box, it was good.
You know, it's easy to get caught up in that three, but he had a really nice rookie season last year. His numbers were even better this year. How much has he grown from the end of last season to where he is right now?
Oh, it's been like, if you watch him, you'll see he's a different player. And I think on the defensive end is where he's made his biggest strides. He's always been a great offensive rebounder. He's always had great touch in the paint. He's nimble on his feet, extremely quick and responsive, but defensively he's really locked in. It's a credit to him and Mark Bryant. Those guys have been working on, you know, the basics and the fundamentals of being a good defender, team defender, and it's showing on both ends of the court.
James Jones joining us. I mentioned I want to go back to Monty Williams. When you and I spoke last year, it was shortly after he had been hired, and we talked about the relationship. 1 year later, it's been quite a year in terms of the growth of the team, but also the pandemic. How would you describe the chemistry the two of you have?
Real and direct, and we're connected. You know, we see the game very similarly. You can't have success in this game. You can't have success in this business without being a consistent worker. And he's brought that approach and instilled that as a key pillar of our culture, where our guys are consistently working on the right things, sharing the game, sharing the ball, and bringing it every single day, and respecting each other and respecting the game. And it translates. You'll see that we play efficiently. We share the ball. We move the ball. We're a team that's at the top of the league in assists, and we also try to be efficient by not turning it over. So the way Monty sees the game, the way I see the game is very similar.
Suns GM James Jones, my guest. You know, when you lay it out like that, and you talk about the way the two of you see the game, it's pretty apparent, but it seems like from the outside, at least looking in, the vision and values the two of you share goes even beyond winning basketball games. The team recently did a really powerful episode of Don't Sleep on Basketball. It was about getting comfortable being uncomfortable. And one of the things that you said in that episode, quote, is our place as an organization is to care and to care about what's going on. I mean, it'd be very easy for a GM to say we're only about winning. That's what we're focused on. Why is it important then to be bigger than just that?
Because, you know, the only reason we exist is because there's a fan base out there that supports us. And they need to know that we care about the communities that serve us. You know, we always talk about serving the community, but the reality is, if you look at the NBA, you know, without fans in the building, a lot of people would wonder what that fan experience will be like. Well, every player senses and feels that. And more importantly, the people that work in our organization, you know, game nights, everyone that helps us put these productions together, they're family, you know, they're partners. And so it's our responsibility to care about them just as much as they care about us.
So if the players talk about how much they appreciate the fact that the organization has their back in supporting them when they speak out, from where you're sitting on the flip side, how much pride do you have when you see your players speaking out and being leaders in the community?
It's moving because, you know, if most NBA players, these guys grow up as kids dreaming to excel, dreaming to be stars, to accomplish a dream. To actually be trailblazers and to be people in positions of power where they can affect change. So to see them come full swing, where they're going from that kid that was dreaming to that NBA player with a platform and a voice and the means to support those that don't have the privilege, it's great because it shows that they're complete human beings, just not basketball players.
All right, so before I let you go, a quick thought on the team. The team has taken a big step from last year to this year. I know you're not where you ultimately want to be, but from a winning percentage standpoint, it's been a significant improvement, and that's despite the fact you've had to deal with a lot of injuries. How much has the team grown over the course of this season, and then what would be the next step in that growth process?
I think more than anything this year, our guys understand that the expectation is for them to compete at a high level every night, and that translates to victories. But for us, make no mistake, you know, we're playoffs and championships. That's what we talk about, and that's what we're focused on. So for us, it would be to continue moving forward towards the playoffs.
He is the full-time GM of the Suns now. I mentioned that because that was official in April 2019. Three-time champion as a player, seven straight trips to the NBA Finals as a player, and the Suns nearly doubled their winning percentage this season. James Jones is the GM. James, appreciate you and always appreciate the conversation. Thank you so much.
All right, thanks, Jim. Take care.
You too. Stay safe.